call to order Board of Works for the 5th. Need approval of minutes for November 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pinkstaff, fire department. Currently, we are at 2,825 responses year to date. On November the 14th, 2019, of course, was firefighter Kurt Hunkler's last day with us. He left to pursue another career path. However, we have sent two recruits to PERF for their physicals, have received results back for one, and should be receiving the results back on the other anytime. Spoke with firefighter Scott Hollensteiner today, who's been deployed since earlier this year, and he should be back in the States next month. So can't wait to get him back home safely and back on the job. We have long process, but we have completed the COA, or Certificate of Authorization, and submitted to the FAA regarding our drones. That application has been approved by the FAA, so now we are good to go with our drone division, our project within the fire department. With that, I'd like to publicly thank Deputy Chief Ed King of Vincennes Township Fire Department for assisting us in filling out the COA, and Cliff Weaver from the Vandenberg County EMA has agreed to come up and assist us with our training. Cliff has been involved with drones for a number of years. And on December the 12th, the new Indiana State Fire Marshal will be coming to town to meet with me at my office, Wade Walling. So looking forward to meeting him and getting to know him and see what ideas he has and go with that. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Sonny. City Inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper, from 10/21 to 11/25, we've had 112 junk and trash violations total. So, no grass.
No grass. One nice thing about the snow in November, right? Yeah.
Next is animal shelter.
Leah Vantland, Vincennes Animal Shelter. In the month of October, we took in a total of 9 cats. Of those, 8 were strays and 1 was an owner surrender. Our positive animal outcomes, we had 24 positive outcomes. Of those, 20 were adoptions. 1 was a return to owner. And we had 3 cats that were a feral release to our feral community. Our total dog intake for the month of October was 55. Of that 55, 15 came from the county. Of the 55 dogs, 24 were picked up stray, 9 were owner surrenders, 19 were seized, and 3 were returned adoptions. Our dog outcomes, we had 58 successful outcomes for dogs in the month of October. Of those, 37 were adoptions, 20 were dogs that were returned to owner, and 1 dog was sent to rescue. We had a total of 57 adoptions for the month of October, and our current on-site population is 61 animals. We also do have 8 animals in foster care. 3 of those are foster to adopt, and 5 are bottle feeding kittens.
Okay. Thanks, Liam. Next is cemetery.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. We had 22 services at the Vincennes City Cemetery in the month of October. We had 12 so far this month, which brings us to a total of 192 for the year. And it brings us to a total of 36,116 known burials or entombments in the cemetery. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Next, old business, residential parking sign request, Dennis Stafford.
Hello,
I'm Dennis Stafford. We went for the curb cut, couldn't do it, not enough room. Like I said, my property is on that corner, and I've got a yellow line over half my property length. He talked about maybe painting up the line back a little bit.
Right.
And if you give me the sign, that'd give me enough place for two places.
And yes, what your recommendation is?
Right.
And so removing the yellow curbing doesn't affect sight distance for Hart Street because of the way the the house sets.
His intersection, his house is the obstruction for sight distance. And there's probably 10 to 15 feet we can draw back a little bit and not affect the sight distance enough to get a sign in there if you guys approve the residential sign.
Okay. But there was no way they could do a curb cut.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't approve it. So.
All right. So we just need to approve the...
Right, and you'll pay the... You know there's a fee.
Fee for that.
Who do I pay?
Clerk Treasurer's office. And then before it's put up, the street department will do, have to do locates for utilities. So
make sure it's not underground there where we put the sign up.
Okay.
So you, I mean, you just pay Sharon. Yeah.
It helps. There's already a sign there.
Okay.
It's got a mile an hour sign on it.
I don't know that we can put that on a...
I'll look at it. Well, Bryce can look at it. He knows where it needs to be in.
Okay.
So I can pay tonight?
No.
No, probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I pay that where?
To Sharon, right next door.
Right next door.
Okay. Same building. Right, thank you.
So we'll make a motion to approve the previously requested parking, residential parking for Denny Stafford.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, new business. First up is curb cut request, 1602 Washington Avenue, Dane Cantwell.
I need to disclose a conflict. I'm under contract with the Cantwells, so I won't be making any recommendations, but I will be available for questions.
Okay. Dane.
Evening. Dane Cantwell, Cantwell Service Center. We're here this evening to request a curb cut on Green Street, which is a new curb cut. And also we're discussing readjusting, shrinking Washington Avenue, the current curb cuts that we have right now. So.
Okay, so you guys are adding to the building. I mean, you're redesigning the property, right? With the
there's going to be a new building go down farther towards Green Street, which is what we need the curb cut there
okay.
for.
Okay, so does that house coming out?
The house was supposed to have started coming down today, but it didn't,
okay.
didn't for some reason. So
you'll have that entire block
right.
there.
Okay. Right.
All right. Yep. So
the new cut is on Locust. Is that correct?
The new curb cut will be on Green Street.
On Green Street, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
plus eliminating.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't even think of
eliminating
that.
A couple of those curb cuts existing will even
right.
make for
so
safer entrance and exit from that property.
Right. I think they currently have four curb cuts, and they're all extremely large.
Right.
The cut on St. Clair is shrinking down to 35 feet, and they're eliminating the one closer to the intersection.
Okay.
The first one
yeah, that's kind of a problem anyway.
Right.
It's always been
yeah. too tight there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one on Washington is shrinking from, 80 feet down to 50. And then
okay.
the one on the other side is moving further away, closer to Green Street, and
okay.
shrinking to 24 feet. And then the new curb cut is on Green Street. It's a 24-foot.
So this
okay.
should make it safer.
Absolutely.
Those
yeah.
yeah.
The whole intersection will be safer. And it'll be a nice appearance there, too. So. Okay, and so that property ultimately will resemble like the shortstop kind of property.
Yes.
Is that what it'll look like?
We're going to go ahead and construct the new building down in the parking lot, leave the old one until we're just about done, and
mm-hmm.
demolish it.
So oh, okay.
That's
okay.
the plan.
Great. Okay, so I'll make a recommendation that we approve the curb cut request by Dane Cantwell for 1602 Washington Avenue property with the new cut being on Green Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is Greg Park Shelter House Roof, Steve Beeman.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The mayor asked us a while back to get three quotes for the enclosed shelter house roof. When we did the DNR grant, we just had enough money to do the inside, and the mayor found money for us at a later time to do the roof. So I've got that. You don't have it.
He got three quotes, and the lowest one was $20,286. Which I think, even with the original, when we were looking with the DNR grant, the roof was $40,000.
Yeah, it was $43,000.
So it's half of what...
Yeah, and nothing against the contractor at the time. I mean, there was other, but yeah.
Sure. Okay.
And this is Weigler and Sons, and they, the ones that did the work out at the animal shelter, and you tried calling local contractors and...
Yeah.
The only thing with this is it cannot be done until DNR gives approval.
Yeah, I apologize. We need to get a hold of DNR. We signed a covenant with the shelter house improvements because of the grant. Mm-hmm. So this isn't anything outside of the scope that what was included in the first time. It's just a new roof, replacing flashing, the boot sleeves.
Did they have to approve?
And then the rake boards and the face boards are being replaced.
Okay.
So when did you say it would be done then?
We've not talked about when
we have
to start. I told the contractors we have to go up to DNR and now send this up and see what they say, which again, I don't see them coming back with us changing anything.
So this needs to be approved?
Yeah, if you can approve it on contingent of us getting the approval back from DNR, then we can contact them and they can approve. Hopefully with weather and as quickly as they did with the pet port, I don't think it would take that long for them to do the work. It just depends on the weather.
So we're already down to 23 days before the bid's not good anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the bid by Wagler and Sons Construction of Montgomery for the shelter house roof in the amount of $20,286, contingent upon approval from DNR.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next up is cybersecurity, and that falls under me. To give you an idea, this is a contract with Endeavor, and I think it's $1,500 a month. I don't even see the price in here. I don't see it.
Scott's here.
$1,565 a month. What we found out is...
Yeah, Scott's here from America.
This is a company that takes care of the police department with the Spillman, and their setup is big enough to hire the entire city, rather than we have our own server here, and the fire department have their own server, and we can all be put on to
parts. Yeah, so the initial quote here is for the network, connectivity between all of the buildings and bringing all the security up to snuff, I guess is the best way of saying it, standard. So this is an all-new Meraki-based system to allow the city to continue hosting some of the servers here on their side, and then we can
back up.
The next phase is adding additional services at the police department so that there's failover between the two networks.
Okay. And this should protect us if we're ever hacked or as far as
are
record.
We on record with that?
No.
this will get you to the standard that is FIPS compliant. So this is federal.
And this contract is?
This is with VIA.
It's with VIA.
Yeah. Okay. And VIA is now a subsidiary of Endeavor.
Oh, okay. All
right. And this contract goes for 5 years.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the aforementioned contract with VIA as described by the mayor for a 5-year period of time.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheldon. Thank
you. Next is the 2020 holiday schedule, and you should have that in your packet. And it's 16 days since next year is an election year that we do have election days off, primary and the general. So,
okay,
this is no different than the past years.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the 2020 holiday schedule as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and next is the watermelon drop. Councilman Chapman.
Good afternoon. Here on behalf of the National Watermelon Drop and our chair, Stephen Gott, we are requesting closure of streets December 30 through January 2nd. Really identical to last year, probably previous years. Patrick Henry Drive and Market Street Drive. First Street from Market Street Drive to Patrick Henry Drive. And of course, that's for the purpose of putting up a tent, the watermelon, and just general traffic flow. Also, permission to connect to the electric boxes, restrooms at the Riverfront Pavilion.
Right.
And police and fire protection the evening of the event as well. Apologize for late request, but we're not going to go forward until we had a crane identified and an operator, and Express Sign and Neon has stepped forward to do that for us, so now we're
great.
Proceeding to get all the other things in line.
Okay.
And you did a trash truck and snow
removal. Trash truck, yeah.
Yeah, this is listed on here, so.
Yeah, I think Mark has the detailed request.
Right, yeah, we all have that, so. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the request of the National Watermelon Drop Committee for street closings on December 30th and 31st, and other items including access to the pavilion, restrooms, storage, and electricity, as well as location of a dump truck at First and Culberson.
I'll second the motion.
That may be through January.
Through January, yes.
Because they have to get the tent down.
Yes.
And
right, yeah, through January, yeah.
They do cleanup and things like
through
that.
Through and including January 1st, I'm sorry. Obviously.
Okay. We're good. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Wayne, for taking responsibility for that.
Okay, nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
We have one meeting in December.